Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Starting today, China requires foreigners to abide by a new set of rules for religious activities. Then Teach Beyond gets creative in Central Asia to keep gospel ministry going under increasing state regulations. More on that story in just a few moments. But first, a new set of religious regulations takes effect in China today. They address the ways that foreigners can or cannot participate in religious activities in China. Eric Berkland with China Partner explains that some of the 38 articles aren't actually new, and some of them aren't as alarming as they appear at first glance.
If you're there officially invited by the official church, registered church, then you may preach if you get permission. If you're working more with the house church movement or the unregistered churches, then it gets more tricky.
So what's the goal?
I think this new foreign regulation that Xi Jinping is pushing on everyone is really a way to control more what's happening with the unregistered churches, unfortunately. I think that's always been his concern.
Berkland says about the term self-governance.
That's actually not a negative term. And that's why the Chinese church has become so strong, is because they're depending on the word of God in their own culture, in their context.
Pray for the Chinese church, but do so with faith that God's plan will prevail.
Now, of course, we react and say, oh, my, what's that going to mean for mission activity in China? Or what's that going to mean for the church in China? On and on it goes. And then we start speculating. But I think Jesus wants us to stay faithful. Number one, stay faithful in praying for China.
Next, Afghans living in the United States face deportation as early as May 20th as the Trump administration ends temporary protections. Hundreds were evacuated here following the sloppy withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan in 2021. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
they're thinking at the 30,000-foot level of, we want to accomplish this goal, or we want to lessen the number of people who are here on certain types of visas, but they're not thinking about people who are here because they would be in danger if they go home.
He's speaking primarily about 300 Afghan Christians. While anyone known to partner with U.S. would be at risk under Taliban rule, believers fall into a special category. They're considered apostates.
The Quran teaches that apostates should be given an opportunity to return to Islam, and if they refuse, they should be killed. So it is not overstatement at all to say that lives are at risk if Christians are forced to return to Afghanistan.
If you're hearing this in the U.S., consider sharing the full story with your representative.
Letting our government leaders know this is something we're concerned about, something we do not support, hopefully gets their attention and allows those making these decisions to really consider at the ground level what these policies mean.
Finally, the rise of extremist laws in Central Asia is urging local believers to find new approaches to ministry. David Durance from Teach Beyond compares the feeling to a changed landscape.
You walk out your door and you know what your front yard looks like. And then you walk out the door the next morning and the front yard looks different.
That change in landscape can look like a sudden revoking of a building license or new restrictions on education. And while it's often framed as a move towards secularism, in practice, it limits Christian education and freedom of speech. The pressure is real, but it's also prompting believers to get creative.
How we can pivot to thinking about a learning center rather than a school, and pivot towards thinking about how we can live within these constraints of the law and still have the gospel presented in a really meaningful way through the relationships that God continues to build here.
In practice, that means shifting from explicitly Christian labels to more neutral ones while keeping the gospel at the center. And the local municipal work they're allowed to do, especially in schools, often provides a kind of umbrella that helps the ministry move forward. Pray that the local believers will be inspired to find new ways so the work continues in spite of restrictions. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.